Governor Tomlin laid a wreath near the Fallen Firefighters Memorial on the state capitol grounds yesterday to mark the 12th anniversary of the attacks on September 11th, 2001. Dave Mistich has more.
12 years ago, Governor Tomlin was serving as Senate president in the state legislature. He says he first heard reports of the plane striking the World Trade Center as he was getting ready for the day while the legislature was in special session. Tomlin says he rushed to the Capitol and watched the rest of the day's events unfold.
It was one of those times we had a quick session. Everyone was very concerned. We'd never really experienced anything like this before. So shortly thereafter, I sent the members of the Senate home, our staff home, and people were just, I think, stunned and didn't know what was going to happen next.
Tomlin also met briefly with first responders and officials from the State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management at the ceremony, including Frank Kennedy. Now a training officer with the State Department of Homeland Security, Kennedy responded to the September 11th attacks as a Marine patrol officer with the East Hampton, New York Police Department. Having patrolled the perimeter of the World Trade Center for 36 hours, Kennedy said it took a while to learn about those he knew who perished in the attack.
Well, it's an exceedingly tough day. It's a day that I probably don't watch the news at all. I lost six friends that were NYPD officers and five friends that were FDNY officers, people that I grew up with and had known my whole life.
Upon retirement, Kennedy moved to West Virginia to be close to his son and decided to go back to work with the Department of Homeland Security, a move he said somewhat helps him cope with the experience of being on the scene in New York City 12 years ago. He said it's also helped him see the importance of the work of first responders. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.